episode 2240, More of a Home.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I am so glad you are here. Can you believe it? You made it. It is Friday. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Take a deep breath. You got this. You really do. I know it's so hard being a parent, and there are times I just want to go sit in my closet, or I want to hide in a corner, or I just want to go on a trip. Not that I really want to go anywhere, but you know what? It's Confession Day, More of a Home. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. How many times have you told your children they'll understand when they get older? If only our children could understand why we do what we do as parents, life would be less of a hassle and more of a home. It seems like we're hitting on the could, would, and shoulds of the family, right? I mean, think about it. You're like, oh my gosh, I should have done this. Maybe if I would have done this, then this would have happened. We play these mind games in our own head. This is never easy as a parent, right? And there's never an easy day. One day you might be settling an argument between siblings or calming down a child whose heart just got broken. Then you put into place all the teachable moments, you can end up with a pretty big mess as a parent. It's like, don't sign me up for it. And I'm like, I've already had five. And now we're on the grandbabies. Oh dear. Doesn't sound real hopeful on this confession day, does it? But it's here where we realize the significance of our responsibility, the significance of parenting. You see, parenting is not for the faint of heart. It requires us to show up in warrior fashion, ready to go into battle, to solve, or to teach. Going back and forth and up and down and all around to the point of if our children only knew and understood why we do what we do, life would be simpler. But you know who else sounded much like us as parents? Jesus. I know, I came across this verse and it just struck me totally, you know, blindsided. I mean, seriously, I was like, why did I not see this before? John 13, verse 7 says this, Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Why did I not get that? Obviously, I did not read it when I was in context of a parent, or life was too good when I was a parent. And when I did read that Bible verse, it just didn't stick. And I was like, wait a minute, Jesus had this problem? This is when he was washing the disciples' feet. "You do not realize what I am doing, but later you will understand. I am going before you." Our children don't get it. We go before them, but they think what? We're just, you know, jerks and we don't understand their position. And sometimes we don't get it all, but they don't have to know that part. Shh, don't tell them. Here, though, Jesus was telling his disciples the meaning of what he was doing was beyond what they could comprehend, beyond what they could see, beyond what they could understand. But he still did it. We as parents, I'm telling you, we still have to parent, even if we don't feel like it or the children don't get it. We can't fall on that excuse. But unfortunately, that's how a lot of parents are living nowadays. We fall under the excuse of, well, if the kids don't understand and I can't explain my way out of it, then maybe I shouldn't be doing it, or maybe it's not the right answer, or you fill in the blank. But you see, we're not called into easy when we're called to be a parent, when we're blessed to be a parent. We are called to parent responsibly. We're called to raise up our children, to train them up so that when they get older, they will come back to what they know. They come back to God. However, because our children are worth the fight, right? We still have to figure out how to lessen the hassle and create more of a home. Because think about it. Our home can get, you know, pretty crazy. It can get pretty chaotic. The tension in there can build, and sometimes you feel like you are at war and you're like, everybody should be on the same side. But you're not. You have all these different amazing, adorable, contagious personalities that sometimes you're like, I wish you didn't have that personality trait. Why did you take that one of me and you got this one of your father? And could you not have taken the better ones? But no, you took these two and now I have to deal with them. Yeah, you know the term payback. Well, let's not think of it as payback. It's called, we just have this beautiful responsibility to raise up children so that when they go out into the world, they can impact the world that they touch. And so we as parents are really forced into the point of, we've got to lessen the hassle of it and create more of a home. So it comes down to, how are you holding the family together? Well, you got to sew them up. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Sew them up. And any good sew requires great threads. Think about it. I mean, come on. You can't sew something up and then if it's not a strong thread, what happens to it? It eventually falls apart. I know. I've sewed up a few pants before of my children's and they're like, Mom, didn't work so well. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm not a seamstress. Ask me to talk, I can do it all, but don't ask me to sew. But this is a different kind of thread. There's three of them. And I want you to really think about this and take it to heart. Number one, hope threads. This is the attitude that nothing is impossible. You've got to help your children see that no matter where they are, there is still hope on the other side. It's the threads of encouragement, the threads of empowerment. It's the threads that listen when all seems lost. When they get into a fight with their best friend, hope threads. When they break up with their first boyfriend, hope threads. When they fail the test that they've studied so hard for, hope threads. Sew them up. And it's hard to do sometimes. I know I'll have conversations with my children and I'm just listening to them. I'm going, gosh, if I could just remove that hurt from you, if I could just take it from you, I would. But I can't. But one thing I can do is I can give you hope that this is just a moment in time. This too shall pass. And you can get over this hump. It may not seem like it right now, but you can. Hope threads. Number two, love threads. This is all about loving them where they're at. I cannot stress this one enough. We have got to love our children unconditionally. That doesn't mean that we like everything that they do. We don't have to like the words that come out of their mouth. We don't have to like the attitudes. We don't have to like their temper tantrums, but we are called to love them unconditionally. God does it with us. And how many temper tantrums have you pulled on him? We're not going to count mine because mine probably go above and beyond yours because, yeah, we'll just leave it at that. You know how some people are called stubborn? Well, I say I'm determined. That's for another episode. So number one, you've got hope threads. Number two, love threads. And these love threads, there's no judgment, but lots and lots of patience. It's the threads that hold them tight when the world seems to be against them. And unfortunately, for a lot of our kiddos, the world is against them. Love threads. And finally, number three, grace threads. This is about giving permission to become their best selfie, regardless of how many times they fall down and how many times it takes for them to stand back up. It's grace. Grace and love goes hand in hand. You can't have the other almost without the other. And then hope, it's an extension. It's the threads, right? These grace threads that lean in when everyone and everything leans out and walks away. Unfortunately, our world is all about filters. Just go look at your Snapchat or your Instagram, probably even Facebook. I just don't like filters, period. Number one, I either get myself looking way too orange or yellowy, or I turn myself black and white and I'm like, okay, how do I go back to the original? And my children just laugh at me. Now, I know the basics. I can hit the little button that says original. I get that. But you see, bring it into real time here. A lot of us are using filters in our lives, and our friends are using filters, and our children's friends are using filters. Our children are using filters. No one has ever seen the real deal. And to me as a mom, that's a problem. Because then you begin to say, gosh, well, are they really showing you their true side? Are they really being authentic? Are they really being genuine? Or are they just playing you? They just have this filter on because they want something from you. They just want your attention. Or their other friend left and isn't available, so they're going to go to you and use you for a few months. And then, well, when they're done with you, they're just going to kick you off to the side. And then they'll go back to this other friend. But it seems to be that we just keep using all these different filters. Grace allows our kiddos to understand that, you know what, we are there for them without the filters. Because growing up is tough. And guess what? You as a mom, you as a dad, you're still growing up. Now, you may not be growing in height. We won't talk about your weight, but you're still growing. We don't ever stop learning. And that's what's beautiful about our journey. So with our children, if we can extend them grace, what do you think's going to happen when the coin's flipped and they're taking care of us? They then too can extend grace to us. Grace threads. Your children do not need to understand, but they do need to know your unconditional love. They do need to know how all of this is woven together. That no matter what happens, you will extend them grace. You will show them unconditional love. And most importantly, you know that there is always hope. So hold them up. Raise them higher. Go out. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.